2. The fog began to unravel after they'd been on the road for an hour or so. They took turns pushing Susanna's chair, and it jolted unhappily along, for the road was now mined with large, rough cobblestones. By mid-morning, the day was fair, hot, and cloudless. The city skyline stood out clearly on the southeastern horizon. To Jake, it didn't look much different from the skyline of New York, although he thought these buildings might not be as high. If the place had fallen apart, as most things in Roland's world apparently had, you certainly couldn't tell it from here. Like Eddie, Jake had begun to entertain the unspoken hope that they might find help there, or at least a good hot meal. To their left, 30 or 40 miles away, they could see the broad sweep of the Send River. Birds circled above it in large flocks. Every now and then, one would fold its wings and drop like a stone, probably on a fishing expedition. The road and the river were moving slowly toward one another, although the junction point could not yet be seen. They could see more buildings ahead. Most looked like farms, and all appeared deserted. Some of them had fallen down, but these wrecks seemed to be the work of time rather than violence, furthering Eddie's and Jake's hopes of what they might find in the city. Hopes each had kept strictly within himself, lest the others scoff. Small herds of shaggy beasts grazed their way across the plains. They kept well away from the road, except to cross, and this they did quickly, at a gallop, like packs of small children afraid of traffic. They looked like bison to Jake, except he saw several which had two heads. He mentioned this to the gunslinger, and Roland nodded. Muties. Like under the mountains? Jake heard the fear in his own voice and knew the gunslinger must also, but he was helpless to keep it out. He remembered that endless nightmare journey on the handcart very well. I think that here the mutant strains are being bred out. The things we found under the mountains were still getting worse.
What about up there?
Jake pointed toward the city. Will there be mutants there, or... He found it was as close as he could come to voicing his hope. Roland shrugged. I don't know, Jake. I'd tell you if I did. They were passing an empty building, almost surely a farmhouse, that had been partially burnt.
But that could have been lightning, Jake thought,
and wondered which it was he was trying to do, explain to himself or fool himself. Roland, perhaps reading his mind, put an arm around Jake's shoulders. No use even trying to guess, Jake, he said. Whatever happened here happened long ago. He pointed. That over there was probably a corral. Now it's just a few sticks poking out of the grass.
The world has moved on, right?
Roland nodded.
What about the people? Did they go to the city, do you think?
Some may have, Roland said. Some are still around.
What?
Susanna jerked around to look at him, startled. Roland nodded. We've been watched the last couple of days. There aren't a lot of folk denning in these old buildings, but there are some. There'll be more as we get closer to civilization. He paused. Or what used to be civilization.
How do you know they're there?
Jake asked. Smelled them. Seen a few gardens hidden behind banks of weeds grown purposely to hide the crops. And at least one working windmill way back in a grove of trees. Mostly, though, it's just a feeling. Like shade on your face instead of sunshine. It'll come to you three in time, I imagine.
Do you think that dangerous? Susanna asked.
They were approaching a large, ramshackle building that might once have been a storage shed or an abandoned country market, and she eyed it uneasily, her hand dropping to the butt of the gun she wore on her chest. Will a strange dog bite? The gunslinger countered.
What's that mean? Eddie asked. I hate it when you start up with your Zen Buddhist shit, Roland.
It means I don't know, Roland said. Who is this man Zen Buddhist? Is he wise like me? Eddie looked at Roland for a long, long time before deciding the gunslinger was making one of his rare jokes.
Get out of here, he said.
He saw one corner of Roland's mouth twitch before he turned away. As Eddie started to push Susanna's chair again, something else caught his eye.
Hey, Jake, he called. I think you made a friend.
Jake looked around, and a big grin overspread his face. 40 yards to the rear, the scrawny Billy Bumbler was limping industriously after them, sniffing at the weeds which grew between the crumbling cobbles of the great road.